subject, real friendship or just fooled. Good morning, Stephen Shirley. I am a 40-year-old woman who loves life, my husband, my family, and my friends. I am also a full-time active military, and my husband and I own our own business. I had a great female BFF until 2 months ago. We had keys to each other's houses, shared holidays and vacations together, and our husbands spent a lot of time together. I had work that needed to be done for my business, and her husband offered to do the job, as he had done several times before. But during this short text conversation about the job, he texted, "Can I tap that?" That's what I said. He texted, "Can I tap that?" I was shocked, and I quickly called my husband and told him. He told me that I had to tell her, which I knew I had to do, but I waited 3 days. During these 3 days, she was calling and emailing me, and after 3 days, I finally told her, and she said, "Okay, I don't care if you don't ever speak to him again, but you and I are fine." And this was his stupid mistake. What? Then she told me that she caught him in our neighbor's garage with his, this is a Tommy word right here, with his tallywhacker out twice, and the neighbor's wife was in a compromising position. My friend said she was devastated, but her husband said nothing happened. She said God pointed her to a verse in the Bible, and after she read it, she knew nothing happened. 2 days later, she emailed me and said our friendship was over because she felt like her husband and I had done something, which is totally untrue. She also told my husband that she felt that I was attracted to her husband. Since then, she has called my husband twice to ask business questions, and he told her not to call him anymore, as they have nothing to talk about anymore. I just wanted another person's opinion. Why is she mad at me? I didn't do anything. It was her husband. I should just give up on the friendship and let it go, right? Right. Absolutely right. Why is she mad at you, you ask? Because she is crazy. That's so obvious to me in this letter. I mean, all the signs are there. How can you not get upset when some woman tells you that your husband just hit on her? And not just really did it. He didn't do it in a classy way either. Can I tap that? Can I tap that? What is that?
Rude.
Who says that?
92?
Come on. She's crazy. Her husband's crazy. He's a certified fool. And, you ask again, should you give up on the friendship? Yes, I think you should give up on the friendship because there is no friendship here. Why are we even still talking about you being friends? I hate the fact that she said that God pointed her to a verse in the Bible. Now you want God after all this? Come on, lady. Come on. This whole story, this whole episode is just not worth the paper it's written on. You know, I mean, really, this is ridiculous to me. Kim, your thoughts?
Oh, Lord, have mercy,
yes.
Child. First of all, yeah, the tap that's a problem. Can I tap that? What she should have done is played it off and been like, tap what? You need to come over here and hammer something in the wall? You know, that for the workplace thing. Uh-huh. I wouldn't even acknowledge the tap thing because that made no sense to me. But when the problem with this is, because I have friends that have done this kind of thing to me, it's her problem. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And when he said, see, the tallywhacker, she was praying on the tallywhacker. That's why the Lord said that he didn't do anything, because she didn't use the right vernacular. That's like saying cookie and pocketbook.
Yes.
She
should have
prayed on, you know, the private area, the dangling. That's what she should have said. Dear Lord. I'm sorry. I went too far.
Okay. Yeah.
But tallywhacker, you can't pray on the tallywhacker because the Lord might think that's a garden tool.
Yeah.
So he going to say they didn't do nothing with the garden tool.
Oh.
That's what it sounds like to me. They was in the neighborhood's garage. This don't make no sense in compromise business, but on the real, my friends have done this to me, and what it is because she's embarrassed. She has to cut the friendship off. What is she going to do?
Yeah.
She got to look at you every day knowing that her husband was like, can I tap that? And he's tapping Susie and Sally down the street.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.